from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Authenticity Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I am so grateful and honored to be able to interview these incredible women who are the co-authors of the book, The Beauty of Authenticity. They are so amazing to me. They truly do inspire me. I feel like, you know, listening to their stories, listening to their messages really gives me some insight into different ways to live my own life and be more authentic for myself. So I hope you find the same thing. I know that you will. And I am so happy today to introduce to you one of our authors, Anne Marie Foley. She is really incredible. I like her so much. I love her message. I love what she has to say. And I know that you're going to see how real she is. And her topic is really cool. I like this one. Who do you think you are? It just might surprise you. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Anne Marie, and then we'll get started speaking with her. Anne Marie is an intuitive counselor, Reiki master, beauty consultant, and owner of Healing With Me, a practice committed to holistic well-being. Born and raised in beautiful Limerick, Ireland, she emigrated to the United States in 1996 and settled on Long Island. Anne Marie studied marketing and accounting, then aesthetics and makeup, but after a series of spiritual awakenings, including a near-death experience, a painful divorce, and a permanent injury to her lingual nerve, her natural intuitive gifts emerged and took her on another path. Today, Anne Marie uses her psychic abilities and Reiki to help others heal from traumas and become beautiful from the inside out. Anne Marie, I'm so happy to talk with you. How are you?
Good morning, Sue. I'm great. Thank you. It's a true honor to be with you this morning. I'm great.
Yeah, terrific. I'm so happy about that. And I really do like your title. You know, there's a lot of ways to say that question. Who do you think you are? We get that a lot, right? That little sarcasm thing.
Right.
But how do you mean that? Who do you think you are? How would you say that?
Yeah, so it's a question that comes up a lot. I see people don't know who they are. So it's a question one would ask themselves. You can, you know, to be funny can be sarcastic, but when we get into a deeper level of finding out who we are, it's a very important question that we ask. Who do you think you are? And the journey of exploring who we authentically are is usually very surprising. And that's why this, when we came up with that phrase for the topic of the tips, it was somewhat appropriate, especially for my own journey. And it's something I can identify with people when I ask them that question, because I found myself 7-8 years ago asking myself that question.
Yeah, it is a big question, and one I think we all come upon maybe way more than once in my life, I know, for me, because, you know, it is a journey, and it is an evolution, I think. You know, we're evolutionary beings, and so, you know, being open to that for ourselves and asking ourselves that question is so important. So I love that you picked that topic. Now, Anne Marie, I know that I said in your bio that you were born in Ireland. So how did you end up living in the United States?
Yeah, so I was born in Limerick, Ireland, and I've been here about 26 years now. I started coming for summers when I was in college. My family have a restaurant at Montauk, which is the very end of Long Island. So I had the privilege of coming to my family's home and working in the summers, and that's how I started coming here. I never came with the intention of actually living here. So I love the beauty of the journey, that it started out one way and ended up another way. And I also share this and teach this because there's no true way. You just have to, when you learn to be in the flow, that's when you're more in, you know, you're vibing with who you are. So it wasn't a decision of like, I'm going to emigrate to the United States and live there. It was a natural unfoldment. After I spent 2 or 3 summers here, there was a lottery of green cards at the time, and I applied, and I didn't think I would get one, but sure, I did. So I had to come back within 6 months to initiate it. My thought initially was, you know, I'm going to go, and I'm going to spend a year, and I'm going to travel, and I'm going to get experience. My background was in accounting and marketing, and eventually go back to live in Ireland. And my journey didn't prove that way. I met my then husband, who's now my ex-husband, and that's what made me decide to live here.
Well, that's so cool. And I love that you're just open to it. And you didn't even expect it. And then here you are. And how many years have you been here? It's a long time now.
26. Yeah.
26. Yeah, that is a long time. So, yeah, you know, that's great. I love that. And it's so cool how that happens. And I imagine it's very different living in the United States versus Ireland, but that's probably a whole other conversation. So we're not going to go there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about let's talk about the healing work you do. I love the title of your business, the name of your business, Healing With Me, and it's holistic well-being because we are a holistic being. So I love that that's how you position it and that's what you're working with. How did you end up doing your healing work?
So my healing work has been quite the journey to get on this path. I'll backtrack by going, bringing you back to when I was 23. I had my first big spiritual awakening, I would call it. I survived meningitis, and I became quite ill, and I received my last rite. So that was my big first shift. And I knew I was forever changed with the experience of having an out-of-body experience and a close-to-death experience. And I would say, not to bestow my belief onto anyone, but to share my experience, I experienced the divine white light, which forever changed me. And I knew at that point I had to, you know, live authentically, and that was a message that was delivered to me. However, at the time I was busy and I was engaged, and I went on and I got married. And unfortunately, divorce entered my life about 8 years ago, which was absolutely devastating to me. My whole world was ripped from underneath me. And that was another massive spiritual awakening. But at the end of the divorce, I didn't see this coming. I went to the dentist for a regular filling, as many people do every day. And I was overdosed on Novocaine. So I wanted to talk to people about educating themselves on that. I received a permanent injury to my lingual nerve. So I live with horrific pain every day on a physical level. So I was in a desperate place of seeking, since this was a permanent injury and there was nothing out there to treat nerve pain, I was introduced to meditation. And I quickly understood and felt when I was in meditation, I wasn't at the same level of pain when I was out of meditation. And so I became almost addicted to the practice. It's a good thing to become addicted to, right? Meditation. And I was always drawn to Reiki even as a child, and I would get the message in meditation, Reiki, Reiki, Reiki. So I followed that journey and started to study Reiki. I took my first yoga lesson probably 8 years, around the same time of the injury. That was another coping mechanism for me. But in the process, in the practice of meditation, my natural intuitive gifts started to blow open and bring me back to that same energy that I was really shown when I was 23. So I sat one day very quietly in my bedroom after meditation, and I cried, and I said, okay, I get it. This is the work I'm supposed to do. And the message was loud and clear, yes, this is the work we want you to do. And I remember not knowing where, I didn't know where to start. I knew I had this gift, but I wasn't sure of it. You know, you're like, am I crazy? What's going on here? There's such a shift. But as you ease into it and you become more confident and you get validated and, you know, you start sharing with people and helping people, it started in a very natural way in my living room, you know, having friends over, working on friends, not even really knowing what I was doing, but just being guided. So I followed the path, the natural path that was showed to me. And the word healing with me came to me because it's not about healing with me and Marie Foley and coming, you know, to seek counsel or intuitive guidance or hands-on healing with me. But it's actually healing with me is about healing with yourself, because that's where it starts. I'm just here as a guide. So that's how the name came, and that's how I got into my healing work.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I didn't think about that. The healing with me, I was thinking, oh, heal with, you know, Anne Marie, meaning you're going to help them, guide them, assist them, which you do that too. But, of course, all healing comes from within, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So interesting. You know, so let's talk a little bit about Reiki and meditation and maybe other healing that you use. And see what that is. Some people may or may not know, you know, what Reiki is on this call. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about what that is and what it does for your clients, and maybe what kind of results they've had. We hear about what you've experienced a little bit. I've had my own experiences as well. But I would love for you to share some more with our audience.
Yes. So Reiki is universal energy, right? And it's divided into two. We have the Rei and we have the Ki. So the Rei is the universal flow, and it's in everything and it's everywhere. And then we have the Ki, which is the energy that flows through the body, that's channeled through the body underneath the skin. And that's what facilitates, you know, the nourishment of organs. So why I am so passionate about Reiki is because there's a misconception about it as well. So I like to teach. It's about connection. It's about healing. It's about energy. It's about love. It's all of these things. But the Rei and the Ki together, you put them together and it's connection. You know, we come here in this human physical form, but the whole purpose of coming here is to connect and to experience energy. So Reiki, for me, and when clients experience it, for everyone it's different because you're dealing with people at different levels of consciousness and experience or exposure. But most people feel something. They feel energy. They feel pins and needles. They feel heat. They feel warmth. It can be very emotional for some people because it is a release if there's blocks in the chakras. So that's a little, you know, what Reiki is.
Yeah, so that's terrific. I like that. So, and you know, so Reiki, it's not, there's nothing to do with medicine, right? It's totally working with energy.
No, it's a healing modality, right? It's energy. And I also like to speak about when you're classified as a healer, you know, we must be very clear. You know, healers come here as facilitators, right, to hold space for you so that you can allow yourself to be vulnerable enough and we can hold space with you that you can tap into your own intuitive healing, because everyone, that's really what it is. We're not claiming to heal you, but we are going to facilitate the energy that you need to tap into your own healing.
Perfect. So, okay, so now that's Reiki. Let's talk about meditation now and what that might mean. I know some people that I've talked to are afraid of it, or they say, oh, I can't do it. I recently had my niece visiting. She says, oh, I can't meditate. Whenever I focus on my breathing, I feel like I can't breathe, you know. So maybe you can demystify some of meditation for us and tell us what that is.
Yes, because, again, this is something I'm so passionate about sharing and teaching. So meditation, the word itself can be intimidating because people have, you know, a misconception about it. So meditation, you don't necessarily need to get into the Zen place. It can be just closing your eyes for 5 minutes, being with your breath, you know, setting an intention, listening to a YouTube video. And the more you practice that, that 5 minutes will go into 7 minutes, will go into 10 minutes. You know, the idea of going into meditation, becoming totally still, is a misconception, and it's so different for everybody. But everybody has the ability to close their eyes, take a deep breath in and let it go, take another deep breath in and let it go. So the more you practice this, meditation becomes an easier practice. So I always teach, start with 5 minutes a day, if you can in the morning, preferably, because it's going to help ground you. It's going to help connect you. Some people like to do it in the evenings because they like to do it before bedtime. Whatever it is, but I promise if you just do 5 minutes, it will change you. That 5 minutes will go into 10 minutes. You'll be able to go into 20 minutes, but it is a practice. It's something you have to practice to get better at, but please don't be intimidated by it because it will change your life. I meditate every morning at 4:30, between 4 and 4:30 every day. Some people think I'm crazy. I still don't think I'm off the Irish time. I'm still on because it's a 5-hour difference. But because they hear I get up at 4 in the morning, like, what? But it's become my practice. And it's very rare that I don't do it. But the mornings I don't do it, my day does not flow as well as the days that I do it. So there is a difference. I'm passionate about having and encouraging people to please have meditation as part of their life.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's wonderful. And I noticed the same thing. If I don't do it, I'm a little off, you know, I just can't quite get it together somehow. I'm not as calm. It's just a whole bunch of things change for me when I regularly practice. I mean, I just want to mention about or ask you about guided meditation versus just sitting, you know, with yourself or with music or something like that. Can you tell me, is one better than the other, or does it just depend?
I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on the time, whatever anyone's going through. Personally, I love to do guided meditations. And when I personally deliver guided meditations, usually I channel. So each and every time it's different. But when someone's starting out in the beginning, they're probably best by starting with guided meditations because it'll calm them easier, and it creates more structure. So starting with a guided meditation, if you're new to meditation, is definitely probably, in my experience and in my teaching, the way to go if, you know, you're very intimidated by it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so, okay, so we talked about Reiki and meditation. Can you tell me a little bit about maybe what some results are that your clients have had after they've, you know, worked with you, had sessions with you, and been doing this?
Yeah, so anxiety is something I see a lot in my clients. You know, we're at an all-time high with depression and anxiety. And I'm not against, you know, medication, because everyone needs to be supported. But there comes a time when, you know, you have to choose a natural support. So Reiki and meditation, I've seen my clients come off medication. I've seen my clients do, you know, massive life changes, be reborn again, you know. And this isn't one session or two sessions. This is probably a couple of months of coaching and healing work. So the idea, you know, when you come to, you know, to be part of my work and work with me, is to really heal what's given you the anxiety, because the anxiety is a symptom that's going to show up, but there's something that's causing the anxiety or the depression. And then we go through life changes, you know, trauma happens, illness happens, death happens, divorce happens. And so this will shake us to our core, and we start to ask, who are we? You know, who do you think you are? So I've seen the results where people will go through the process almost of the caterpillar to the butterfly. And that, to me, is the biggest gift. And I know it will happen because it happened to me. So I'm able to also identify because I've gone through the process myself. And I think, in a way, you know, people find you on a vibrational level as well because of energy. And I believe that. So people that find me have maybe similar stories, or they are me where I was at 7 or 8 years ago. So there's nothing more powerful than giving someone hope. If I can make it through, I promise you, you can too.
Hmm. Yep, I love that. That's perfect. And that's been my experience as well. And so many of my friends and people that I know that have worked with meditation and Reiki have amazing results. And it really is so interesting, because some people do just want to take a pill. They want it to be easy. They don't want to put in the work, but the work is what makes it work, you know, for us. So I love that.
Yeah.
So
and I don't
work,
want to take...
Amory... Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
I don't want to take away from anyone that has to take medication, because, like I said, we all need support initially, but after a mm-hmm. while, the band-aid's got to come off and you got to heal the wounds.
Absolutely. Yeah. So speaking of work, let's talk about your work. What do you love most about the work that you do?
So what I love most about the work I do is seeing the transformation in people and seeing the person that comes in that is unsure, that is uncertain, that's lacking the confidence, you know, go from, you know, finding themselves and healing the wound and having the breakthroughs and having the courage to make the changes. That, to me, is like a gift. So it's seeing the process unfold, you know, in front of me and through time. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, I love that. I know it's like, okay, it's more confirmation, right? This stuff really does work. I love that I'm able to facilitate this. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So, you know, Anne-Marie, you did share a chapter, a story in the book, The Beauty of Authenticity, which is coming out on May 22nd, and I read your story. I love the story that you shared. You were very open about things you've gone through and your own evolution and your own transformation and changes that have taken place in your life. And, you know, as you move more authentically into your life. So after people read your story, what is it that you would like them to take away from reading your chapter in the book?
I would like them to take away, no matter what you're going through in life, and no matter how dark it is in this moment, you know, because like I said, we all go through stuff, is that you have to know it's already written and it's all okay. And to be able to surrender, have the courage to surrender, because it's only through surrendering, and I share that in the chapter, that you will find your authentic self. So my prayer is that when you read my chapter, you'll be encouraged that if she can do it, she's just like me, I can do it too.
Love it. Love it. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And we are coming to our time together is coming to an end here. I wonder if you have any final thoughts for our listeners, you know, on this question, who do you think you really are? And, you know, what that means for them. What are your final thoughts or one thing that you would give to them to take away from this?
So my final thoughts would be, you know, be true to yourself. Honor your own truth, you know, never deny yourself of speaking truth. It's a hard thing to speak and it's a hard thing to hear, but it's truly the most freeing thing to the soul. So I have a mantra and a saying that I have, and it's on my website, and I said this, and this came through meditation a couple of years ago, and I want to share it with people. When we share, we heal, and when we heal, we share. So it's so important that people understand you can't do this alone, right? You have to connect and find the right support groups, find the right friends, find the right people who will lift you up on the days you don't think you can do it. You can't do it alone, but pray, meditate, and God will put the right people in your life.
Awesome. I love that. You made me feel better just by saying all that. Thank you so much. And so, Anne-Marie, I know that there are some people out here who are listening to you right now that would like to know more about you, contact you, have some more information, maybe connect with you somehow through social media. Can you let us know how they can reach out to you and connect with you?
Yes. So the best way to connect with me is probably through my website, which is annemariefoley.com. That's AnneMarieFoley.com. Everything is on there, my Twitter, my Instagram, you'll be able to contact me. My blogs are on there. Any events that are upcoming, it's all on my website. So that's probably the easiest thing to do is go to AnneMarieFoley.com.
Excellent. Anne-Marie, and that's Anne with an E, AnneMarieFoley, AnneMarieFoley.com. Perfect. Well, Anne-Marie, this has been great. I so appreciate you. I love the information you shared today. As I said, I love your story in the book. It's really... first of all, it's a great read. Second of all, I love everything that you've shared there and the lessons that we're going to get from that. So thank you for that. It's been a joy working with you through this project. So thanks for being with us.
It's been a joy. Thank you, Sue. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And listeners, thank you, because I love that you are here and you are on your own journey of authenticity, and you are putting some time in and giving yourself the time to listen to these interviews, to read this book with these amazing stories in it, because it will help you with ease your way on your own journey of authenticity. So be sure to tune in for more of the Summit interviews. Be sure to read that free ebook that we gave you, the How to Live Authentically Every Day. It's full of short tips that are just really terrific little practices you can put in your life right away. And also be sure to buy the book, The Beauty of Authenticity, on launch day, which is May 22nd. You can come to our website, theauthenticitybook.com. You'll see that we offer also tons of free gifts. When you buy that paperback book from Amazon on launch day, you'll get a bunch of free gifts from our authors and partners that are just, they're worth it. They're so amazing gifts. So do that. Continue to do this. I wish you all well on your journey of authenticity. And, hey, who do you think you are? Keep going with that question, and you will find out. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
Living from our heart, living from our core.